Together. God, as we gather here, you gather with us and you gather us together. God, thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit to be with us, to counsel us, to guide us, to comfort us and nurture us. So this morning, as we listen, may you just ignite something within us, a thought, an action we can take, a hope. May you reorient us in places where we may be feeling disoriented. Thank you that as we come to you, you come to us. There is such beauty in this mutuality. Thank you for the words of the songs. Thank you for the meaningfulness of your scriptures. Thank you that you're here this morning. Amen. So 2 weeks ago, I attended a lunch meeting that was hosted by an organization called One Church. And this is an organization in our region that seeks to join the churches together once a month to offer learning on different topics and a chance to share our joys and our prayers for our churches. And in the September meeting, One Church invited three staff from the city of Kitchener to talk about the role of belonging in our region and ways for the church to partner with the city to increase belonging among our residents. I'm going to read a couple of findings from this report. Did you know that Waterloo Region is changing faster than almost anywhere else in Canada? Growing younger, more diverse, and more complex over the year, or by the year. Over the past decade, we've been the fastest growing metropolitan area in the country. I didn't know that. And this is just one of the new to me facts found in what is called the Vital Reports, the Vital Signs Report for Waterloo Region. Though our region is growing rapidly, both the city staff and the Vital Signs Report noted that in our region, life satisfaction is slipping and belonging is fraying. The report indicated that our region needs urgent attention. Some other interesting, but maybe the more correct term is sobering facts found in the Vital Signs reports are that the region is now the youngest metropolitan area in the country with a median age of 35, more than 5 years younger than the national average. Growth is driven by young adults and newcomers, with population growth among 20 to 34 year olds occurring 4 to 5 times faster than the national average. And young people are feeling the least connected. Just 36% of residents under the age of 30 report a strong sense of belonging, compared to 74% of seniors. And life satisfaction with those under 30 is significantly lower for youth and than it is for older adults. So our young adults and our youth are expressing that they don't feel like they belong. Belonging varies sharply across the region. In the city of Kitchener, just 40% of residents report a strong sense of belonging. There is a higher sense of life satisfaction and well-being overall in the townships. So those who are living on the outskirts, hopefully you're seeing a different level of well-being there and you're contributing to it. But North Dumfries is trailing slightly on the sense of belonging. One subtitle of the report was "A Region on Edge, Declining Well-Being and the Fraying of Belonging." And noted in this section is a sense of belonging as a problem for Kitchener and Cambridge, scoring 7 percentage points lower than Canada at 40%. So across our country, we are scoring 7% less than the 47% nationally. Our region needs urgent care and urgent attention, and belonging is fraying. As the city staff spoke to the gathered group of pastors who were representing many, many churches and denominations across the region, they invited us to dream and to have conversations with our congregations about how we might contribute to an increased sense of belonging in our region. A pleasant surprise for me was that one of the speakers pointed to the Gathering Church's community suppers as a meaningful way that a church can create places and experiences of belonging. And I celebrate this with us this morning. It saddens me to think that the impact on the lives of those, it saddens me to think of the impact on the lives of those under 30 who don't feel like they belong. And across all ages in the city of Kitchener, how only 40% feel a strong sense of belonging. Belonging is a human emotional need to be an accepted member of a group. True belonging implies a relationship that is greater than simple acquaintance or familiarity. Belonging is a strong feeling that exists in human nature. A person's sense of belonging can greatly impact the physical, psychological, and spiritual emotions within themselves. Two researchers, Baumeister and Leary, argue that belonging is such a fundamental human motivation that people feel severe consequences for not belonging. Were it not so fundamental, they say, then lacking a sense of belonging would not have such dire consequences. This desire of belonging is so universal that the need to belong is found across all cultures and all different types of people. And we belong to a region where belonging is fraying. We are in our fourth week on our series about the church. Actually, we are in our fifth week because the first week we gathered as a church community to actively be the church for the community around us as we delivered back-to-school clothing for many of our neighbors. And throughout this series on the church, we have identified the church as being us. We are God's gathered people. And we spoke about the church being family, where in Scripture familiar words are used to describe the gathered church. Brothers and sisters, a household of faith, and the fellowship, which means joining together with deep commitment to travel in the same direction. Last week, several people shared about the valuable role the church has and continues to play in their lives, a place where they are known, where they develop in their faith, and where together with others they serve Jesus all around them. A quote that has been an important part in this series that richly describes the relationship that God designed to be lived out through participation in the church was written by Frederick Buechner. It's been on the screen before, but it's a really grounded quote for me in this series. It says to the church, "I need you to help fill my emptiness just as you need me to help fill yours." The church was established by Jesus, and it was created with purpose. And one of those purposes is to offer people a place of belonging. I'm going to read again from Acts chapter 2, which we've already heard in this series. But again, it's a really important description of the beginning of the church. Acts 2 reads of the early church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The church welcomed people to their fellowship, to their prayer times, to their meetings in the temple courts, to their homes and their tables, to their meals. And the numbers kept growing, and so did the welcome to this newly formed community of Jesus followers. In the formation of the church, Jesus' message was that we belong to each other. This emphasizes Jesus' desire for us to have an interconnectedness, a mutual responsibility, and a love with and for the body of Christ, which is again the church, which is us, the gathered people of God. This deep, loving, and full welcome of the early church was a new experience for many. In building and establishing the church, Jesus was creating a community of love and of belonging. And people in Jesus' times knew what it meant to not belong. There was a fraying of belonging then, as there is now. And the church was created to help break down isolation and to offer community and belonging in and through God's family. We're going to hear a new term this morning that was also used to describe the church. In John chapter 9, we read of those who followed Jesus, and they were known as belonging to the way. Scripture reads, meanwhile, it's a hard scripture. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found anyone who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. So the context isn't great, and that's not what we're going to talk about this morning. But we're going to talk about is this term, the way. If he found any there who belonged to the way, he wanted to know about it. And the way comes from the Greek word, and I won't say it correctly, hahadas, which is translated as the road. So what did it mean to belong to the way? It meant that this community had been changed, that they had been put on a new pathway, and that they had their eyes on the road or on the way that was led by God. And the term the way signified a distinct lifestyle and the beliefs of the early Christians who followed this way of Jesus. The way, like the church today, was a gathered people living out the ways of Jesus to one another and to the community around them. And so to the familial terms of the church, we add this term, the way. The church, as I have said, exists with many purposes. And one of those purposes is to encourage one another. And this encouragement comes in the form of building one another up in faith, of praying for one another, and of learning from and with one another, and to teach one another. The church is God's vision for human communities, and the church is meant to stand in strong contrast to where belonging is fraying. When the church offers and operates as a place of belonging, we model to each other and to the community around us what love, what peace, what unity and justice, and what life together are designed by God. I appreciate these words by author Scott McKnight. He says, "The church is God's show and tell for the world to see how God wants us to live as a community of belonging. The city is watching us as the church, and the city is inviting us to be part of building up belonging in this community." So how are we invited to live as the church? There are many, many ways, but I want to focus on a few ways this morning. 1 Corinthians 12:26 reads, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it." And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. This word "one," it shows the importance of every single member of the church. If one part suffers, one individual member of the church suffers, it's important. It also indicates the degree of closeness that Jesus desired his followers to have. And it also signifies the importance of not just knowing each other by name, but knowing about each other's lives, the ups and the downs, our questions and our concerns, our joys and our sorrows, what we are celebrating and where we are struggling. I was really, really encouraged when I heard that our region cared enough about belonging to author a report on it and to even share that report when the report really indicated we're not in a good state. And again, I was really encouraged that the church was inviting churches to participate in building up belonging in our region. From my earliest of days, so I would say from my memories of being grade five and up, I desired for the city and the church to work together. This has been a foundational hope and dream of mine. I have always wanted the church to be present at the tables where the city makes decisions and sets plans for their futures. Why? Why has this been a hope and a dream? And a lot of this is because the church made such an incredibly positive difference in my life as I was growing up. The church was a very, very safe place for me. The church was a place that listened to me. The church was a place that offered me care. And I have always believed that if I suffered, the church would suffer with me. And I desire for the church to be part of that within our community. I combined this with Jesus' words from John 13:34, where it says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." This was a sending verse to me, and it's a sending verse to us. Jesus formed the church as a place where we learn to love one another, and also where we go belong the church family to love others. As belonging in our region is fraying, imagine the difference it would make if we, as neighbors, colleagues, and community members, loved others as Jesus has loved us. As a church, we seek to do this for one another, and we also seek to do this in the Chandler Mowat community. 3 weeks ago, as our new snack attack season began, one of the children who comes for a weekly visit and a snack said to me, "Catherine, am I supposed to say welcome back to you, or are you supposed to say welcome back to me?" And this struck me as such a beautiful statement of mutual belonging. We were both so happy to be sharing this time together again. There was a shared experience of welcome, of belonging to one another. On Tuesdays, we're working on getting to know each other's names, us as people from the gathering church getting to know the kids' names, and the kids getting to know our names. And there is one particular boy named John who is really good with names, and every Tuesday he says, "Hello, Jen. Hello, Catherine." And to be known by name means that we belong one to another. There has been much evidence of belonging to one another in our return to Snack Attack. It feels really, really different this year to me, the sense that we have built community and that we have moved beyond hellos to sharing life. I have been deeply struck by the many conversations that happen on Tuesdays where real life, where the ups and the downs and the joys and the sorrows are being shared deeply and not just on the surface. And when we return on a Tuesday, it feels like there's a continuation of the conversation that we had the last Tuesday and the Tuesday before that as we build into the sense of belonging to one another. Within me, I carry this false self sense that I am a fixer, that I can fix people's problems and situations. It's exhausting to be a fixer. or to think you are a fixer. In September, I have had many conversations with people in the church and in the community who are struggling, who are experiencing sadness. And one day, I was feeling quite overwhelmed as I was thinking about these people and the situations, and I was praying about the ways that I could fix all these situations. And in that time of prayer, God opened up an awareness in me. He reminded me that I am not a fixer, that I cannot fix, but that I can companion. I can suffer with those who suffer by being present and by letting them know that they are seen and that they are heard and that they are loved and that they belong to me and that they belong to the gathered church. We are not meant to fix. We are meant to offer belonging. And in doing that, we stop the fraying that's going on in our region. We, the church, are invited to be companions to one another and to those around us. It is important to note that companioning is mutual. Thank you, Hans. So that companioning is mutual. It is not simply extending care to one another. It is opening our lives up as well. We cannot suffer with one another if we are not living life as mutual companions. I know this can be so very, very hard to do, but I encourage us to trust, to test the waters, to not only believe that your church family would suffer with you, but to share with a brother or a sister, as we've learned those familiar terms, where you're sad or weary or where you're struggling. And in doing so, we begin to live out the deepest levels of what it means to suffer with and belong to one another. In doing this, we again can help stop the fraying of belonging. Jesus models a way of belonging and invites us, his church, his community of love, to extend belonging to one another and to all those around us. If you live, work, shop, go to school in Waterloo Region, then you are part of a community where only 40% of the residents have a sense of belonging. And I believe that there is an urgency in these numbers and an invitation for the church to step in, to act, to welcome. Jesus invites us to change this, to stop the fraying of belonging in so many different ways, and I'm just going to touch on a couple. We can stop the fraying of belonging by accepting one another, just as Christ has accepted us. We can do this by encouraging one another, by praying for people and giving thanks to my God every time I remember you, by being devoted to one another in love, by honoring one another above yourselves, by comforting those in any trouble, just as God comforts us. And by not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of the others. What I love about this is God invites us to do this to the other. So if I am doing this for Ryan, and Ryan holds the same belief, he's also doing this towards me. And this is where belonging grows. I do this for Rich, and Rich does this for me. We are devoted to one another in love. We are comforting one another in our troubles. And we're not looking only to our own interests, but to the interests of others. In the passage that Doris read to us this morning, Jesus, through washing his disciples' feet, he really upped what belonging meant to him. It meant that he would serve those who followed him. And then he invites them to do this for the other. Jesus said, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." My prayer for us as the gathering church is that we will, through our actions, through our voice, through our love, and our welcome and prayers, that we will stop the fray of belonging in our city. That as we live out the ways of Jesus to one another and to all those around us, that we will continue to build a place of belonging that has an powerful, powerful impact. May this be so. Let us pray. God, your invitation to us through Scripture, it is not easy. Your invitation for us to be devoted to one another, to suffer with one another, to put others' needs above our own, to wash each other's feet. These are challenges. But as you created them, as you invited us to participate in them, you had this holy picture, a picture of belonging, a picture of mutual care and support, a picture of your church being an example to the greater community. God, thank you that we are part of this church where we are invited to suffer with one another, which holds so much mutuality that if I am suffering, my risk is to trust you with my suffering so that you would suffer with me, that you would bear my burden with me, and that you too would tell me of your suffering so that I might suffer with you, that we might suffer with one another. God, it's sad to think of belonging fraying, of unraveling, of getting smaller. We pray, God, that we would be a part of increasing belonging for the well-being of your people and of your city and of this region. Would you be our encouragement? Would you be our eyes and our ears to those around us? God, thank you that you are here in this region, that you know by name the people who are struggling. And I believe that you invite us as the church to become part of that suffering and the part of the building up. Encourage us, God. Amen.